Good afternoon. It's the pleasure to be here to sort of explain my point of view about contamination issue is one thing, but I'm really talking about any issues that interfere with the efficiency of the supply chain. Derek, you did a great presentation. It gives me a lot of hope about what's happening in this industry in concerns to contamination. I think it just adds a lot of credibility to the know-how that we have in the industry. So I'm very proud. We all know the supply chain is going from farm, from dirt, to shirt. And this is what we know as the immediate supply chain. But it's a lot more complicated than that. And the reason this is important is because if I make a garment and I don't have the tags, that garment doesn't ship. So we're relying on so many different factors in the supply chain, not just cotton, but all these things have to work collectively and fluidly in order to deliver a product on time and at the lowest cost. More than ever before, we have to know the supply chain. Now, I'm a premium quality yarn spinner. I spin, our core product is American Pima cotton. So I am in a different category. But when I put on a commodity hat, upland cotton, or just yarns itself, you know what? It doesn't change. I'm still out there trying to fight for every order I can get. And that's got to be through value. What do I offer that other people don't? It doesn't matter what's Pima or upland cotton. So we're all in the same boat. But why is it so important? We don't buy our clothes the same way. We don't make decisions the same way. What I'm hearing from the brands and retailers, and by the way, is there any retailers here? They should be here. They should be here. We need to connect the loop here. They need to know how good you are. Cotton is not cotton. But we need to be fast, and we need to be efficient to offer the price that can sell. Sometimes, and things have changed. Retailers bought so much stuff to fill the shelves. Eventually, they hope it sells. Now it doesn't sell. So there's an issue here that's changing all the dynamics that how do we compete? You are part of a supply chain, whether you like it or not. You compete. If you're in the U.S. and your customer is a U.S. spinner, you're competing against a garment from Asia. Not about so much your cotton price, but it's how good the supply chain can produce a garment that's competitive. So speed and price is utmost one of the things that we have to focus, and you're a big part of that. There is no room for waste. Any type of hiccups, contamination will slow you down. Contamination will increase your costs. And if you're talking about sustainability, forget about it. Because inefficient processes creates a lot of energy and waste in the supply chain. They're all asking for transparency. Lord, I get questions like, where you buy your cotton from? What farm? Can you trace it back to the plot or the acreage that you're buying your cotton? For us, it's easy. For us, it's easy. Because we buy basically from one farm. Right? But it doesn't take away from what they want to know. They want to learn. They want to understand where things come from. This is the graph of the cost of garments. It's not going up. It continues to go down. There may be an uptick here and there. What I'm hoping is that the change of the speed at which we supply garments to allows the retailers to look at what is the value of time so that I'd be willing to pay more if I sell at the first price. And this is important because this comes back to you. Price doesn't mean margins. Low price doesn't mean a guarantee of success. It just means that you're going to go out of business faster. The way we buy has changed. The iPhone, the smartphones, the internet, all these things are changing. We want instant gratification. Nobody knows what to make anymore. I don't know what yarn count to make. I don't know what blends to make because it changes so fast. Fast fashion is part of that reason. Some of the retailers that are making or have changed the way consumers buy. So I wanted to put this seed in your head. And I'm an engineer, and everybody tells me, David, your price is too high. Yeah. Cotton and yarn price is just one component. There's so much more involved. So what I did was just chose a product, a 26s knit product, 5.9 ounces. What I wanted to understand, or at least show to you, is the impact. Money, because money talks. If I had a 500,000 unit order from a retailer at a sale price of $3.50, you know, I put the prices, the weight of the fabric, and so forth. The bottom line is, if you have 1% reject because of contamination, they sell that shirt for 50 cents in the open market. That's worth almost 6 cents a pound back to the farmer, to us, basically. That's just 1%. If you go all the way as bad as 6% of rejects due to discarding a garment, 35 cents. Couldn't you invest in some high quality technology to help us solve this issue? There is a value there. Somewhere in the middle is the truth. Right? And I wanted to show you that. The fiber cost in a garment is only 15% of that garment. My message to the retailer is, would you not make a better quality knowing that only 15% of the fiber cost in your garment, the fiber cost in the garment is 15% of the total cost. Wouldn't you want to make a quality decision, a sustainable decision about, hey, if I can make better quality for even a nickel more per garment, that's worth it. So we need to educate the retailers. And this is why I asked, are there retailers here? If they can make intelligent decisions and verify the supply chain is fast, quality-minded, sustainability-minded, transparent, then we got value. So the bottom line is, We all are part of a supply chain, and we need to be efficient. We need to be transparent. We need to be talking. You need to understand our problems. But at the most, you need to look at it from the consumer standpoint. That is when you start understanding how consumers buy and how they experience your product, your cotton, you start making good decisions. Thank you.